And now, nail down the furniture, kiddos. It's time for
the Mike Shamari Show. Long Island University's CW Post Campus. It's the Mike Shamari Show on web radio WCWP. In this show, we will... What are we going to do? My mind. Where is my mind? Let me just get it. There we go. I got it. I remember now. What we're going to do is we're going to play songs with the same title by different artists. Not all the same title, but different titles throughout the show. For example... The first two songs we're going to play are both called Night Drive. They're not the same song. They're not arranged the same way. It's different songs written by different people. For example, well, this is a best of album that I took the Earl Clue song from, Night Drive. But the, oh, never mind. What do you care? Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. It's going to be a great one. Here on Web Radio WCWP and the Mike Shamari Show. And don't forget, webradiowcwp.org. That's right. So without further ado, here is version one of Night Drive. Radio WCWP. Norman Brown in his version of Night Drive from Just Chillin' in 2002. Before that, Earl Clue's version of Night Drive from Low Ride in 1983. That's right. Well, now we have version one of, well, we have two versions, so version one, then version two, of Nightcrawler. Now, two songs called Nightcrawler. This spelling is N-I-G-H-T, the traditional spelling of night. In fact, it's the correct way to spell it. The one we hear after this will be the N-I-T-E spelling. Not that it matters. Well, they are two different songs and two different spellings, too. This is the Bob James version, featuring David Sanborn, of Nightcrawler. Radio WCWP, Bob James, featuring David Sanborn in a tremendous horn section, with Nightcrawler from Heads in 1977, also on Restoration, The Best of Bob James, a two-CD set, if you've seen Whose Line Is It Anyway, Ryan Stiles said in the Greatest Hits game, on one episode, Like You Care. I mean, unless we have super-duper Who's Line fans here, or Hoosers as they're called. Super-duper, huh? Well, I'm just riffing, folks. Up next, the Larry Carlton version of Nightcrawler with a different spelling.
Lock it into the lockdown, where you'll hear the best of rap.
Shady Aftermath. G-Unit.
The best of reggae.
Put your lighters up.
The best of R&B.
Sierra! This beat is
automatic, supersonic, hypnotic, funky, fresh.
Only on Web Radio WCWP.
Slant of drive right field. Way back. Turning. Berkman, it is gone.
Web Radio WCWP is your home for the Sports Talk Block. Tune in as WCWP's own give their take on the world of sports. Jets and Giants, Mets and Yankees, Knicks and Nets, and also the very latest on the CW Post Pioneers. For more information, log on to webradiowcwp.org. The Sports Talk Block, only on Web Radio WCWP.
Here is the Larry Carlton version of Nightcrawler, spelled N-I-T-E. From 1 year after Bob James' song version. So that would be 78 is when this came out. Here it is. Web Radio WCWP, Larry Carlton, with his version of Nightcrawler, spelled differently from Bob James and his version. And that's from Larry Carlton, the name of his album in 1978. Even though it was his self-titled album, it was not his first. I believe his first, well, I don't even remember, but it was from 10 years previous. That's right, when he was just 20 years old or so. I'm not sure. His bio said he was born in 48. But we move on now to, and this is the first of three versions, three songs by Spyro Gyra. The first is Nightlife, so this would be the first version of Nightlife. Wait till you hear how many versions we have of one song coming up in a little while. Web Radio WCWP, Paul Taylor and his version of Nightlife, written by Rex Rideout and himself, from Nightlife in 2005. Before that, the Spyro Gyra version of Nightlife, written by Jeremy Wall, longtime contributor to the band, was part of the band in the early days, and that is from City Kids in 1983. Well, up next is the first of six, count them, six versions of the song, or six, yeah, versions, fine. That's the right word, of the song Oasis. The first version is by Spyro Gyra.
There's a natural resource that exists everywhere on the planet which could benefit all of civilization. Yet it's been largely ignored. That resource is women. At CARE, we found in country after country that empowering women is one of the fastest ways to help end poverty.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
She has the power to change her world. You have the power to help her do it. Call 1-800-521-CARE or visit care.org.
Prison Break Radio is where you need to be if you're in need of some of the best punk, rock, emo, hardcore, and metal on the web. You hear groups like OK Go, Coheed and Cambria, and Jack's Mannequin. Simply tune into Prison Break Radio on Web Radio WCWP and break away from the ordinary. Prison Break Radio on Web Radio WCWP. Rock the way it should be.
Are you ready, folks? Almost said Ski Daddy in homage to Jim Cramer. Jim Cramer's Mad Money on CNBC. But this is the first of six versions of Oasis. This is the Spyro Gyra version. Web Radio, WCWP. The Joe Sample version of Oasis, from Oasis in 1985. Before that, the Spyro Gyra version of Oasis from Incognito in 1982, featuring Marcus Miller on bass. Prominently featured. You know the Marcus, you should, if you're a jazz fan, you know the Marcus Miller sound by now. Well, we move on now to a song with Jimmy Haslip on bass. In fact, it's one of two versions of Oasis with Jimmy Haslip on bass. This is a Russell Ferrante written song, and it's called Oasis. Well, duh, it's just the third version, so we're almost halfway there. And it's by Yellow Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Web Radio WCWP. Special Effects and their version of Oasis, the fourth one on this show. And that's from Double Feature in 1988. Written by Chiellini Minucci, who's a guitarist for that band. Also a great solo artist. You should know that by now as well, if you're a fan of the show. Also before that, Yellow Jackets and their version of Oasis, the third one on this show. And that's from Shades in 1986, and that was written by Russell Ferrante. Up next, we take a break from Oasis songs, or songs with the title Oasis, for Craig Chiquiso and a song called Sweet Talk.
Your music cravings from yesterday are answered with Deja Vu Radio, only on Web Radio WCWP. From Long Island's very own Billy Joel, still got the load to me, to an overseas trip with the Who, Deja Vu Radio has you covered. We also have those rarely heard artists such as Todd Rundgren and the James Gang. Log on to webradio.wcwp.org for more information.
Well, taking us into hour two of this program, this Mike Shamari show, is Craig Chiquiso featuring Richard Elliott, and the song is Sweet Talk. From Long Island University's CW Post Campus, it's hour two of the Mike Shamari show on Web Radio WCWP. In case you didn't know by now, it's this whole show, except for Sweet Talk and the last song of the show, is songs with the same title. Sets of songs with the same title. This is the most. Right now we are in the middle of the most songs with the same title, and that is Oasis. We took a break with Craig Chiquiso, but we're going to go back to that now with Eric Marienthal and a song that also was co-written by Russell Ferrante. Russell Ferrante wrote the Yellow Jackets version of Oasis, but this was co-written by Russell, Eric Marienthal, and Jimmy Haslip. And it is the Eric Marienthal version that we're talking about here. And we have one more version after this. This is the fifth version of Oasis here on this Mike Shamari show. Web Radio WCWP and Web Radio WCWP.org. Web Radio WCWP, that's the last version of Oasis by Bob Thompson from Love Dance in 1992. Before that, Eric Marienthal's version of Oasis from Oasis in 1991. Well, that's it for Oasis. That is it. All six versions are done. We now move on to another song, and it is Picture This by Pieces of a Dream. So, therefore, it is the first of two versions. In fact, we go back to pairs of songs with the same title now. So, after this, we're going to hear a different version. Then two versions of another song. Two versions of another song. And then I think that's it. Well, we'll figure it out. Web Radio WCWP, Pieces of a Dream in their version of Picture This from Acquainted with the Night in 2001. When was that? It was 5 years ago, if you think about it. Up next is the Brian Hughes version featuring Eric Marienthal. We heard from him earlier with Oasis.
If you have difficulty seeing words on a page, that's no reason to stop reading. Talking Books is a free program from the Library of Congress. When you subscribe, the Talking Books and a special cassette player will be delivered to you for free. As soon as you finish one, simply mail it back. The program and the postage are free. Call toll-free 1-888-657-READ. That's 1-888-657-7323. A message from the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped.
Slant of drive, right field. Way, way back. Turning, Berkman, it is gone!
Web Radio WCWP is your home for the Sports Talk Block. Tune in as WCWP's own give their take on the world of sports. Jets and Giants, Mets and Yankees, Knicks and Nets, and also the very latest on the CW Post Pioneers. For more information, log on to webradiowcwp.org. The Sports Talk Block, only on Web Radio WCWP.
There's Eric on the sax. And this would be Brian Hughes and his version of Picture This. Web Radio WCWP. Brian Hughes and his version of Picture This from Along the Way in 2003, featuring Eric Marienthal on the saxophone. Well, we move on now to two versions of the song called Shadows. This one is by Marcel East and David Benoit. Marcel, of course, Nathan East's brother. And who's that on? Well, let's see. The late Jeff Porcaro is on drums. Of course, Jeff Porcaro from Toto. Michael Paolo on the soprano sax. Michael Patches Stewart, you just heard on the trumpet. Marcel East also synthesizers and percussion. Nathan East on the bass, how do you like that? And David Benoit on everything else, except for percussion. That was with Marcel East, Chris Trujillo, and Michael Fisher. There you go. Web Radio WCWP. Dan Siegel and his version of Shadows from The Getaway in 1993. Before that, the David Benoit version from the album Shadows in 1991. Up next, two more sets of two more versions of songs. Does that make sense? Two versions of Slow Burn and two versions of Take Me There are coming up.
Man, there's way too much rock on the radio. Classic rock, alternative rock, wuss rock. Where's all the hip-hop, all the rap, and all the good stuff?
You're listening to the wrong thing, man. You gotta tune into The Lockdown on Web Radio WCWP.org for the latest and best in hip-hop, rap, R&B, and reggaeton.
Man, why didn't I know about this before?
Well, if you don't know, now you know. The Lockdown, 7 days a week on Web Radio WCWP.org.
Classic rock is back in a big way, and Deja Vu Radio is at the forefront. You'll hear such legends as Led Zeppelin, The Who, and Aerosmith. Tune in and hear back-to-back classics. Classic covers as well as a vinyl cut from our extensive back wall library. Log on to WebRadio WCWP.org and listen to Deja Vu Radio only on WebRadio WCWP.
Well, here we go. The first version of Slow Burn, and it's the third time we've heard Spyro Gyra in this show alone. And it's not even a three-of-a-kind showcase. Web Radio WCWP. The Chris Kamazi version of Slow Burn. Slow Burn in 2001, written by Jeff Lorber and Chris Kamazi. Unfortunately, I don't know who wrote the Spyro Gyra version that we heard before that from Point of View in 1989. You know it. Okay, moving on now to the last song with the last set with two songs with the same title by two different artists. This is Norman Brown and his version of Take Me There. Here on the Mike Shamari Show. Web Radio WCWP. That's the last song in this show that has the same title as a different song. Take Me There by Joyce Cooling from This Girl's Got to Play in 2004. Before that, the Norman Brown version of Take Me There from After the Storm in 1994. Up next, we wrap up the show.
My name is Dr. Double M, and I'm here to tell you about a problem many people have been having recently. Many of you are not getting the required daily amount of metal, punk, rock, and something different. Sick of not getting your daily fix? Then you need to tune into Prison Break Radio every day on Web Radio WCWP.
It's that time of the show where I say we're down to our last song. It's by Earl Klugh, and it's called Soda Fountain Shuffle, the title track to his 1985 album. Hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.